As the end of the traditional school year approaches, so do those end-of-grade tests students have been preparing for all year. Jess Clark reports from one third-grade classroom in Durham, where students and their teacher are getting ready for their first state exam, and they aren't just filling in bubbles with number two pencils.
Third graders usually can't be counted on to remember important dates, other than their birthday. But Eastway third grader Antonio knows the exact dates of his end of grade tests, or EOGs.
Our two EOGs is May the 31st, and that's the reading one. Then the math one is on June 1st.
Antonio says he really wants to pass them.
My stomach's nervous and everything. I have the BGs. That's the bubble goods.
I wouldn't be talking about it. I wouldn't be worrying about it. I would have been studying it.
Sage advice from his classmate, Shamoria. Their teacher is Turquoise Lejeune Parker. And like all the teachers at Eastway, she's under a lot of pressure to improve student test scores.
The state expects me to perform. And when I say me, I mean my kids. They expect my kids to perform and they expect to see proficiency and growth.
Eastway got an F last year on its school report card. And while the school has made steady progress over the last couple years on improving test scores, less than 20% of its third graders tested at grade level in reading. Eastway is also a Title I school where most students come from low-income families. Some students are homeless, and many students come from immigrant families and are still learning English. Parker says the looming test does make her nervous, but in these last few weeks of school, she's trying to prepare her students without making them more anxious. She's also trying to keep her classroom exciting.
We need to review for the information that's going to be on the test, right? But I'm not getting ready to sit here and put packet after packet in their face. I can't stand a worksheet.
Instead, Parker turns over her classroom to computer engineer Osafo James. He breaks the kids into groups of four or five, gives each group a computer, and tells them to have at it. They're allowed to break it apart into its separate components.
So you have the RAM out, you have this out, get the battery out.
Oh, I got it.
James isn't the only recent visitor to this classroom. In the past few weeks, Parker has brought in a college history professor, a city councilwoman, a lawyer, and a few others. Turning over her classroom to a visitor could be seen as a risky move for a teacher just 2 weeks out from her end of grade tests. But Parker doesn't see it that way.
All of these things that I'm exposing them to and giving them experiences, these are all things that connect to the standards.
Parker says exposing her kids to activities and ideas they've never encountered helps them build the connections and critical thinking skills they'll need to meet the state standards on the test. It also keeps them engaged and excited about school. Parker does have her students do some more traditional learning activities, like going over practice test questions in small groups.
Why do we look at the questions first?
While we look at the question, so when we read it, we can go back in the story and answer it.
What does she do that's a part of
Parker says because her students face so many additional barriers, a big part of preparing for the end of grade test is building confidence. Her student Mary says it helps to know Mrs. Parker has her back.
And people say we're not smart. She says that we're smart. She always encourages us.
I tell them all the time, put your hands on your brain. Tell yourself, I am powerful, I am smart. In our morning meeting, I had them say, I'm creative, I'm gifted, I'm excited about my future, I'm a scholar. I'm having them say these things over themselves so they can believe it and that this test on this one day does not determine who you are and what you're capable of.
1, 2, 3, I'm creative, I'm gifted, I'm excited about my future, I'm a leader.
Parker hopes that confidence will help students like Antonio avoid the bubble guts when they sit down for the big test next week. Parker will find out how well they did when their scores come back next fall, but whatever they turn out to be, she's already counting this year as a success. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.